Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Having fun is good for you. So remember this, whether you like to bowl or spend a day at the circus or a night at the fights or whether you prefer a quiet evening with friends or curling up with a good book, you have to feel good so you can enjoy your fun. Well, when you don't feel up to having fun because of a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Last night, about 10 o'clock, Mr. and Mrs. McGee went up to bed, as is their nightly custom, and the following conversation took place.
Boy, I'm tired.
Me too. I'll get your pajamas out. Close the blinds, will you?
Huh? What'd you say?
The Venetian blinds, will you? Oh, never mind. I'll close them. Oh, I'll be glad to get them.
What happened?
This blind. I just started to tilt the slats closed and the whole darn thing fell down.
Must be something wrong with it.
That's a very shrewd diagnosis. Can you put it back up? What'll we do?
What'll we do? Go to bed. I'll fix it tomorrow, Tootsie.
But, dearie, the window. I mean, people can look in here.
Oh.
I don't know who. Anybody that happens to be passing. I may be a little old-fashioned, but I sort of like privacy when I'm getting undressed.
Oh, yeah. Well, just let me think a minute now. I can't fix the blind without my toolbox, and that's way downstairs, so... Hey, I got it. We'll undress in the dark. There. Lights out.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Now nobody can see in. I can undress in the dark, okay? I've been undressing myself without help ever since I was 12 years old. I can do it. Where's my pajamas?
That was last night. And here, back in the bedroom this morning, full of ambition and waffles and bacon, is Mr. McGee, who says...
Why, of course I'm sure I can fix it, Molly.
Okay, I just thought maybe...
I can do anything this morning, Tootsie. After that wonderful breakfast you fed me, I can whip my weight in house cats.
Don't you mean wildcats?
Well, for wildcat whipping, I usually eat another stack of waffles. But don't you worry about the blind. I'll fix it.
I hope so. Aside from that undressing in the dark bit last night, which cost us a floor lamp when you walked into it, I woke up this morning at 6 a.m. with the sun beating me over the eyelids like a blast from a blowtorch.
Well, I guarantee you won't have the sun in your eyes tomorrow morning, Mrs. McGee.
Why, the papers say cloudy tomorrow?
Oh, stop kidding, kiddo. This is no problem. I'll have this blind rehung and working perfect by the time you get back from where'd you say you're going?
Shopping with Mabel Toops. Oh. We may have lunch downtown, so...
Hey, I got it. I see the trouble with this thing, Molly.
Good.
Look, all that's wrong is this little doohickey here that fits into the pulley deal up on top of the window there has come out. See?
Oh, I'll vouch for that, all right.
Sure.
The whole bloomin' blind came out. It sounded like falling downstairs with an armload of barrel staves.
Oh, this is going to be a cinch. Give me 5 minutes here, Tootsie, and I'll have this thing fixed like a wrestling match. Let me just lift this blind up here now so I can hook it up. Up on top. This gimmick ought to fit into the pulley. No, I guess this end here fits in. No, maybe this side here goes over. Nothing seems to fit.
Oh, fine. As the weatherman said when that last hurricane went through, I thought this was going to be a breeze.
That's very amusing, my dear.
I thought so. Yes, I thought so.
Just so happens that it is a breeze. I merely had the blind turned backwards, that's all.
Oh?
Yeah, that's it. This little gimmick fits right in the pulley, see? There, that's that side. The knob on this end goes in the slot. There. There, job's all done. How's that for fast work?
Well, bless your talented little heart. That's wonderful. It's hung perfect.
Sure. Didn't even have to get my toolbox out for the job.
Good, good. Well, will the blind close all right now, will it?
Well, of course it'll close. All you do, my dear, is you merely take these two little ropes here and gently pull down on one of them. That tilts the slide.
Ah! Heavenly gaze.
Maybe I better go get my toolbox out.
That darn silly thing scares the dickens out of me.
Don't you worry now, baby. Don't you worry. I'll fix it. You run on downtown. Have fun. I'll fix that dad ratter thing today if it takes me all week, because when I promise you to fix...
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you should guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly. Every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They are prescription-quality vitamins in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And one-a-day brand multiple vitamins also contain vitamin B12. Buy a package at the drugstore today. You'll be surprised at how inexpensive this important protection actually is. Ask for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Doggone it. That red thing don't seem to fit. I better lay the blind down again, I guess. Try to figure this thing out scientific. At least I get a chance to think with Molly out in the house, nice and quiet, and nobody bothering me.
Hey, come on!
What the? Oh, that's you, T. Doggone it, don't do that. Where'd you come from, anyhow?
Home. I came in the back door, and Miss McGee wasn't here, so I came upstairs, and I heard you, and I tippy-toed in, and what you doing, mister? What you doing,
I'm fixing the blind, sis. Trying to. I got a fell-down blind here, and I'm trying to...
Hey, Mr. McGee. Why do they call them blinds, anyhow? Blinds, Mr. McGee? Why do they call them that,
Blinds? Well, they...
Like duck blinds? My daddy's got a duck blind out of Dugan's Lake, and why do they call duck blinds duck blinds?
Well, duck blinds
are... I know about window blinds. You're to cover the windows with,
Well, certainly.
So does a duck blind cover ducks?
No. It covers the duck hunters, naturally.
Oh, why don't they call them hunter blinds, then,
Well, because...
Hunter blinds. Why don't they call them that,
Well, frankly, sis, I don't know, and I couldn't care less. Now, if you'll pipe down, I got to get this thing fixed before Mrs. McGee gets home.
Okay. I have to go back to school anyhow. It's almost 1 o'clock. Only, hey, instead of fixing that Venetian blind, why don't you just make a new one?
Make a new one?
Sure. You know how to make a Venetian blind?
Yes. Stick your finger in his eye.
Oh, no. Not that corny old gag. Oh, is that ever moldy?
Okay. How do you make a Venetian blind?
Throw dirt in his face. That's Willie Toops' joke, Mr. McGee.
Sounds
he
like
made it up.
Yeah.
Well, I tell Willie you bit. Oh, boy. That's a good one.
A little smart, Alec. Let's see. I think the trouble is the screws that hold the bracket, that holds the pulley, that holds the rope, that holds the blind on top of the frame on the window there, that don't hold. I think. So if I fix it, so that can... Dead wreck, this frammed-dazzle thing, anyhow. Of all the fouled-up messes, I don't know why I...
Where's your boy? Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny. Hey, where is everybody?
Molly's downtown, old-timer. Just put the groceries in the kitchen and...
Upstairs, are you? Okay, Johnny, I'll be right up.
Don't bother. One stinking thing after another. First the blind falls down, then the bracket comes loose, and Then after I get the screws that hold the bracket, that holds the pulley, that holds the ropes, that holds the blind on top of the frame on the window there to hold, nothing fits. Then I step down off of the chair and put my feet through the slats. Dad rat it, I'm an oaf. I'm a clumsy, incompetent stumble-bum.
You're just self-conscious, son.
Bah.
Oh, don't let it worry you. Some of my best friends are stumble-bums, and you're one of my very best friends.
Thanks for nothing.
Hey, what you doing with a pile of kindling there?
That ain't kindling. That's a Venetian blind.
Is that so? Well, you sure fooled me, son. Looks like a cyclone hit a slats factory. What you gonna do with that mess?
Frankly, I don't know. This blind fell down last night off of that window there.
Yeah?
Molly had undressed in the dark because naturally without any shades on the window, you know.
Yeah.
And then this morning the sun woke her up shining in her eyes at 6 o'clock, and if she's got to go through that routine again, I'm dead.
Well, you've had a full life, Johnny. We've all got to go sometime. All but me. I like it here, so...
Hey, I got it. Yes, sir. Oh, boy, I should have thought of this before.
You should have?
Quick, gather up them slats and help me get them out to my garage workshop, will you? Come on, hurry.
McGee, I'm home.
Oh, hi, kiddo. I'm glad you're here. I got a little surprise for you.
The Venetian blind, I hope.
Yep. Come on upstairs, Titsy. I promised you you'd have privacy tonight. Promised you nobody could see in our window, didn't I?
That you did.
And I further promised you no sunshine in the face tomorrow, right?
Right.
Wait till you see. You won't have to worry about that blind falling down tonight. Look.
Well, what an amazing idea.
I think I'm up.
Nobody but you could have ever thought of that one. Painted the window black, the whole window coal black.
Just the glass, that's all. The sun won't bother us anymore.
Get
now.
That paint off of my bedroom window.
Yeah, but gee, what's Molly, I thought
get
about...
Get it off of there before it dries. Well, the silly, ridiculous... Honestly, McGee, I don't know how you think up these things.
Gee, I only painted the glass.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
I'm sure all of us have times when nervous tension has us feeling jumpy and on edge. At times like these, here's something that can be a real help. It's Miles Nervine. Miles Nervine helps you ease up when you feel all wound up. Take Miles Nervine during the day to help you relax, or at night to help you sleep soundly and wake refreshed. Buy Miles Nervine at any drugstore. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. That's Miles Nervine, to help you relax and be yourself.
Okay, Mrs. McGee. I got the paint all cleaned off the window. I phoned the Jiffy Shade Company, and they're coming over in a jiffy to fix the blind. Okay?
Yes, I'll come on home now, dearie, and fix your dinner.
Good.
Oh, Mabel Toops said to tell you hello.
Well, tell Mabel Toops to go fly a... Oh, okay. See you later, everybody.
Goodbye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old-Timer is played by Bill Thompson. This is John Wald thanking you for joining us and hoping you've had a good time. If you have, why don't you make a point of being with us again tomorrow?
Hear the news with Pauline Frederick, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.